To the State of Things, I'm Frank Stachow. Jazz vocalist Kate McGarry and guitarist husband Keith Gantz have been collaborating for more than a decade. For their newest project, the Grammy-nominated artist found strength in numbers. They teamed up with multi-instrumentalist Gary Versace to weave together a soundtrack that explores love. The album, aptly called The Subject Tonight Is Love, and two members of the trio join us in the studio now to perform some songs from the new album, Kate McGarry on vocals and Keith Gantz on guitars. Welcome back.
Hi, Frank.
Thank you.
I may have said guitars, but you really only have one.
Yeah, I had two before and now just one.
Now you're down to one. It's just easier to play one.
It is. I only have two hands.
It's good stuff. Hey, tell us more about the thinking that went into this album, because love is not an unexplored territory for singers. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Well, we started feeling together as a trio that we wanted to make a record that just was a collaboration and that was music that we all felt really strongly about. And so we started playing and putting music together, and this theme just started emerging for me. And the theme of love, of the experiences that an individual would have of love throughout his lifetime or her lifetime, and those aren't always, pleasant things. It's like how love explores pain and love explores sadness and love explores a lot of different aspects of our lives. But underneath it, there's a return to love when you face things that are difficult.
And not always romantic love.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, why don't we get a sample right now? Will you play a song for us?
Sure. This is Secret Love. Oh. And this is a song to the dreams that we have inside ourselves that sometimes it takes a lot of courage to bring out. Once I had a secret love that lived inside the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a distant star the way that lovers often do, just how wonderful you are and why I'm so in love with you. And now I shouted from the highest hill, even told the golden daffodil. Now my heart's an open door. My secret love's no secret. No secret anymore. Once I had a secret love that lived inside the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. And so I told a distant star the way that lovers often do, just how wonderful you are and why I'm so in love with you. Now I shouted from the highest hill. I even told the golden daffodil. And now my heart's an open door. My secret love's no secret. No secret.
Secret Love from the album The Subject Tonight Is Love, jazz artist Kate McGarry and Keith Gantz. Gary Versace is also on that album. The trio is going to be performing at the Sharp 9 Gallery in Durham on Saturday and again on Sunday evening. Kate and Keith are with me in the studio today. It's a great arrangement of a song that goes back a while, right?
Yes, that's Sammy Fain and Francis Webster. Yeah, from the
30s. 1930s. Yeah. Great song. You know what you do on this album when you're talking about the various kinds of love and the various ways in which I have always wanted to take... Because so many songs are about, you know, nominally about romantic love. Every one of them, if it were seen through the view of the great mystics, all right, and the perennial wisdom about our estrangement from ourselves. I've always wanted to do that kind of look at great pop songs, the way, you know, Hafiz would have, you know,
exactly,
right,
yeah.
or right, and yeah, the understanding that they would have.
Right, there's all this archetypal,
yeah, exactly,
wisdom and all this other stuff that's so much better than the surfacey kind of, you know, just romantic. He said, she said.
It's fun. It's fun at that level. But every one of those songs could easily be seen those other ways. And in the jazz tradition, tell us more about that, because you've been a jazz artist for a long time.
Yeah, you know, to me, that's the value of doing. I mean, it's being connected to the legacy and to the lineage and the great wisdom of that. That came through that music, but now, like, okay, so what am I going to say with it now, and how can I put a song in a frame that actually expresses what my experience is now? And that's how we usually approach any standard, is to kind of you know, reframe it and to have a new narrative, and then that gives it a fresh perspective.
You do another song for us now?
Sure. Well, this one is actually a little bit about my Irish heritage. It's called Climb Down, and this is talking to my Irish great-grandmother who came over during the times of famine, and I saw a picture of her once that really kind of chilled me, because the look in her eye was just so stern, and so she had just been through so much in her life, and I feel that a lot in my own DNA still. So I wanted to sing a song that kind of acknowledges that. I climbed into my family tree to meet the dull, forbidding gaze of those who sent me but no one came to call my dear. Though creaking limbs betrayed, the hungry ghosts all perched there. All perched there. And I cried out, climb down, the war's been over for a while. Climb down. Fields grow full and friendly now. Climb down and eat what you and Darwin gave us. We eat good bread from the seeds you sowed. The roads your horses plow, we have paid. We have paid. For long years, the four green fields gave crops of stone. They turned to Christ, they turned to drink, they turned to skin and bones. Well, it's the church or the pub, men choose your cages. Have they no brighter lamps? Has this book no hopeful pages? Oh, climb down. The war's been over for a while. Climb down, yes. The fields grow full. Meet the generation lost in haste. Climb down and look around. You won't believe what we've done with the place.
the devil. You're leading me astray over hills and mountains into America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, spunkier, nerdy. How whiskey-er, me darling, drunk or sober. Now, brave boys, we're on the march, off to Portugal and Spain. The drums are beating, banners flying, devil a home will come tonight. Ah, fare thee well. With me to the I doodle o' my da, me to the I doodle o' my da, me rikes for tor a laddie, ah, there's whiskey in the jar. Said the mother, do not harm me, don't take me daughter from me, for if you do, I will torment you, and after death me ghost will haunt you. Oh, fare thee well.
Climb Down and Whiskey, You're the Devil from the new album. The subject tonight is love. Jazz artist Kate McGarry and Keith Gantz are with me. Gary Versace is going to be with them at Sharp 9 Gallery in Durham on Saturday night and again on Sunday. And Kate and Keith are with me in the studio now. The church or the pub, choose your cage. Great line. I love that. It's great. And it's a wonderful song. And the arrangements, too. This is an original song. Yeah. But Kate, you were talking about the arrangements you do. And I think, Keith, you do the arrangements of these, right?
I have a big hand in them, but we all
collaborate on them?
Do collaborate, yeah.
What do you do? I mean, how do you, again, when you talk about some of the standards in the ballads, in the case of Secret Love, how do you approach those to make them your own?
Well, I finally learned how to answer this question from hearing Kate answer a similar question about the lyrics, which is she says that, you know, she takes the story of the lyric and reimagines, you know, just like you would with a poem in her life and her experience, and then tells the story anew, and then that immediately takes it out of the way it was and into a personal way. And I think that's kind of what I do. I just start with the melody, really, and then just come up almost like with a new song, as if I had just had the melody and forget everything else and just put a setting to it.
In the case of the story, you're talking about a literal narrative, and then you would put your own story into words and the way it's contextualized. Is your experience with music the context in which you put the story, in quotes, when you arrange a piece? Your sense of where jazz has been and your feel for the...
I think so. Maybe more just I'm doing it through sound, but I think that's kind of the process. I'll just... a lot of times Kate will... Just hearing Kate kind of sing it will give me an idea of a mood for the piece, and then I'll build it from that mood and then fill in music. Sort of like doing a soundtrack to a movie, you know. You've got some information from the singer, and then you keep going until it paints that picture.
You two are married, and I love the communication. I wish everybody could have seen you two communicate for both songs, the way you are both thoroughly involved in the music itself and completely connected to each other. It's great stuff. Does that complicate things for making music and working together, or make it easier?
Some ways I think it's easier, and some ways it's challenging. But I think we're learning to find, like, okay, when do we need to have space to just be and create by ourselves, and then when we get back together, that's renewed, you know, energy to connect, you know. So finding those listening to those cues for, like, oh, this is when I need alone time, and this is when he needs alone time, and now we have energy to hang out and create.
I think the thing is that we have remarkably similar taste in music and similar instincts, so it almost always just ends up being on the same page musically.
Yeah.
Well, we're just about to prove that. I want you to play us out, but first I want to remind everybody that Kate McGarry, Keith Gantz, and Durham-based are the Grammy-nominated jazz artists. Their new album is called The Subject Tonight is Love. You can catch an upcoming performance with Gary Versace with them at Sharp 9 Gallery in Durham, Saturday at 8 o'clock and again on Sunday at 7. And, of course, all that's at our website, stateofthings.org. I'm going to thank you. But first of all, you know what I have to do? This is the most unpleasant part of my day. So joyful has it been to be with you.
And
you're going to leave us with music. Jennifer Brooklyn is leaving us. She is our producer. She's been with us for almost a year. She is about to give birth, bless her. She has filled in beautifully, and she has brought such diversity and intensity to her producing mm-hmm. here. I can't describe. She's a journalist, mm-hmm. A veteran, having served in the United States Air Force, and a mom. Wow. And about to become a mom wow. twice over wow. and brings all of those experiences with great depth, great intelligence, and great capacity, I should say, a capacious understanding of what it is we do here, and a terrific sense of humor.
Wow.
So we're going to miss her Aww. Deeply. I would recommend, Jen, putting those kids in boarding school and coming right back. But I'm guessing you won't do that. So I will just say, we never close. Come back soon, Jen.
Can Thank we send you. Her off with a song?
Would you do that? Yes. You're going to do that. I just have to tell everybody this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, Kate McGarry and Keith Gantz.
Funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? Don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay.